weed, grass, jazz cabbage. All slang for that controversial green plant, marijuana. And yes, I said jazz cabbage, because there's been a long association between cannabis and jazz music. And it's so much more than the jargon and the stereotypes.
Man, is that the Reaper Man?
That's the Reaper Man.
From how getting lit inspired improvisation and integration in the early jazz scene, to the federal government's relentless targeting of jazz musicians as part of its Reefer Madness-inspired eradication campaign, and beyond. And now from WBGO Studios, a new podcast series exploring just that, Jazz Cabbage and its place in our culture. Hosted by me, Nicole Sweeney, on-air announcer at WBGO.
And me, David Bienenstock, cannabis historian, journalist, and longtime WBGO listener. In our journey together to better understand the relationship between jazz and cannabis, we'll talk to musicians to hear about the scene off the bandstand, like percussionist Bobby Sanabria.
Well, weed has always intersected with all forms of music. Every symphony orchestra that's out there, you know, cats were drinking, smoking weed too. They're just doing it on the down low, and they're doing it with tuxedos on.
Taking stories from cultural icons like Tommy Chong of Cheech and Chong fame.
The first time I smoked pot was in a jazz club. I took a toke. Ornette Coleman's Lonely Woman was being played over the loudspeaker. I've never heard music like that before or ever again.
And dive deep with scholars, scientists, and more.
All on Jazz Cabbage, coming later this year from WBGO Studios. Subscribe today on your favorite podcast app.